Hello, beautiful souls, beautiful mamas. Thank you so much for being here with me today. Thank you for joining the Balanced Mom Method podcast. This is your host, Jenna, an intuitive mindset and habit coach. And today's conversation, y'all, we are diving deep into that metaphor. If you've ever heard of this metaphor of the donkey chasing a carrot, okay, follow me here. We are diving into this metaphor only to discover that reward of chasing a carrot is always out of reach. We always find ourselves in a similar predicament as that metaphor, seeking this proverbial carrot, let it be joy or happiness, as a reward for our healing and inner work. But what if we're approaching it all wrong? What if we don't have to chase that proverbial carrot in life because we already have everything inside of us to have those carrots while living our divine journey? Join me in today's chat as we explore some truths about happiness, expectation, and healing that will set you free, mama. Learn why there is no finish line to healing and there's no finish line to completing your life work, and how carrots, chasing these carrots, they're already within us, and the power of letting go to surrender and the importance of connecting back to the present moment. We are diving deep into all of this, guys. So get ready to release the need to chase those carrots and embrace the blessings of the now. Let's dive in. Hey mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I know you're here because you're tired of living day after day like you're drowning in the responsibilities of motherhood. You're done struggling with trying to find the time and energy to get it all done every day. And you want to show your little ones a good example, but you're so exhausted, which has your negative self-talk on repeat, your patience spread thin, and you feel like you're losing yourself a little more every day. Plus, the mom guilt, societal comparison game, and unpredictabilities of motherhood just does not help in trying to make a change. Well, sweet friend, this podcast will guide you on how to connect with yourself to break free from that survival mode cycle, all by identifying and possibly simplifying your habits. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood, and I needed to make a change to take back control of my time, energy, identity, and life. And in finding that freedom, it became my mission to help make that connection with moms that we can give our children and families the best and not at the expense of our own health, self, and well-being. Moms shouldn't have to choose between their families, priorities, and themselves. We can balance it all, and it all starts within ourselves. Let me take your hand and make that connection with you and equip you with simple, lifelong habits. If you are ready to say goodbye to just surviving and finally reclaim your life and motherhood, then you are in the right place. Let's get to the root of cultivating real change, because it's time to feel like you again. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot, mama. Let's overcome together. All right, so you're probably thinking, like, what the heck is this metaphor? Like, what, the donkey chasing? What? What are you talking about? So if you haven't heard of this, I'll share it with you right now. So it goes like this. There is this donkey that's constantly chasing this carrot in the hopes that he's going to eventually catch it. But it turns out that this carrot is like strapped to a stick to his back and like dangling in front of him. So picture this donkey like walking along and having like this dangling carrot in front of him, but it's attached to him. So no matter how much he chases that carrot, he's never going to get it. And that is exactly what happens in so many of us within our lives, because we create this idea, this crazy idea, that once we heal from this trauma or release this baggage or rewrite or rewire our negative mindset loop to a positive one, then we are going to be rewarded with this proverbial carrot that resembles possibly as joy or happiness or light or healing or whatever that might is. You're going to be rewarded with that form of that carrot for doing all that work. So we have this idea that we'll eventually basically just be rewarded if we continue doing this, doing that, you know, just once I do this, I'm going to be rewarded with this. And I do want to first and foremost say, like, yes, by doing healing and doing this inner work, we will 1000% be rewarded. Most oftentimes, like exponentially, if we are doing that inner work, I know that we talk a lot about this on this show. However, this also brings up a couple internal predicaments here. One being that it means that we're going to be, you know, start doing this inner work as a means to an end once we reach that carrot. So we'll do it if this is what I'm going to get at the end, and then you're not going to continue doing that work. Does that make sense? And two, we may not feel adequate enough yet to feel that reward that we're after, right? So we might not feel adequate enough to feel that joy, that happiness, that lightness, that peace until we reach that carrot. So we can't feel it now because I still have to do this. So this is what we're going to dive into, those two predicaments. And gosh, there's so much. And I really hope that you take so much away from this because this episode is near and dear to my heart. And yeah. Okay. So this predicament here, we do that healing work. Okay. I want to paint this picture. So yes, we do that healing work. We may heal a wound and we're chasing that carrot. Then, okay, we reach that reward. All right. Now, wait, I still don't feel XYZ. So I have to do more healing work, heal another wound or rewire another negative mindset loop. And then you're chasing that carrot again. So that predicament is we are setting ourselves up to constantly be chasing something out there. Let it be joy, happiness, peace, lightness, whatever it is. We're setting ourselves up to reach a reward that is outside of ourselves, out there somewhere. And then we get tired. We start feeling exhausted. We're maybe burnt out. We start complaining. We grow resentments, thinking, when is all this work going to be finished? When am I going to feel happier? When am I going to feel at peace? When is this going to happen? And all that is happening because of that dang carrot is we are looking outside of ourselves for something. So it's truly like throw that dang carrot away, throw it in the garbage, and let's talk about some real truths about happiness, about peace, about joy, about expectations and healing that will set you free. So number one is we never stop healing. We never stop our life work. There is no finish line. We are constantly evolving. We are constantly growing and healing and upgrading if we allow it. So if we have to almost make friends, you know, just with that constant flowing of life, those ebbs and flows, we have to just accept it. We have to be aware of it and not resist it, not feel that if you're having a hard season that you can't be happy now, right? I don't want to get ahead of myself. So we have to just get used to that fact that we are constantly evolving. It's never going to end. There are no finish lines, and make friends and accept that. Accept all that life has to give us, the way that life unfolds, all the lessons, the hardships, and put in our minds and our hearts that this flow is constant and it's constantly evolving. There is no finish line. We are never going to get there because there is no there to get to. Think about that. I'm not talking goals, reaching like, you know, these tangible things within our life. I'm talking about the inner happiness, the inner joy, the inner peace that so many of us are chasing and feel that we don't have the just adequacy or we don't have it within us now to feel it until we have an outside factor. Okay. Number two is you don't have to chase carrots. I love it. But it's so much deeper than this metaphor, this silly metaphor, right? Because you may be thinking like, dang, you know, that's kind of harsh. You know, I'll never get to happiness. I'll never have that happiness carrot. But that's truly not what I'm saying at all. Because a lot of this show is about doing your inner work to reach, you know, this inner peace, right? So that's why this is such a deep, deep episode. Because the depth here is that all these things that we might be chasing, the joy, the peace, the expectations, they are already inside of us. And that is where the inner work happens. Those proverbial carrots are not rewards for you doing your life work. Those are states of being that you can experience right now, even if you are struggling, even if you are just going through a really hard season. You can embrace it as you are doing your life work. The more you cultivate this resilience, you'll realize that you aren't doing your life work to get those carrots, to get those rewards, the joy, the happiness, the peace, whatever those are for you. You aren't doing your healing or your life work to get those carrots. You're doing the work because it frees you up to live a more present, fulfilling life, to live a more pure life that is closer to your higher self, your soul's essence, as a daughter of God's kingdom, whatever that might be that you believe in, that you harness right with inside of you. It brings you closer to what your divine path is here in this life. Because every trauma that you carry, every unhealed wound inside of your body, every negative belief that you have in your mind, It's just weighing us down, right? And that weight just brings our energy, our mood, it brings our being down, our spirit down, and it keeps us from living just an authentic life. So when we heal these things, when we do that work, it's freeing up just another piece of ourselves, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and that joy, that peace, that happiness, it's all gonna come naturally because we already have it within inside of us. You can choose it now. You can choose to be happy now as you're going through that, like your life work. Number three, complaining, resentment, negativity, struggling with letting go or letting go of control or surrendering, they all create resistance. And I will be the first to say my hand is up right now, letting go of control, figuring out how to truly surrender. Oh my gosh, that has been the hardest piece of my journey thus far. Like I could say that because it has been so hard. Like I'm such a type A, I'm very controlling. So like once you like pick out pieces of yourselves and learn who you are, like, okay, that's why I'm struggling doing XYZ or whatever that might be. So whatever it might be for you, it just creates that inner resistance within your energy, within your being, your mind maybe saying one thing, your heart saying another, vice versa, right? So this resistance is just being created by some form of lingering expectation, that lingering possibly control. If that expectation might come from you or someone else or society or culture, wherever it came from, it's now creating an internal expectation that you have inside of your health, inside of yourself, that you're struggling either releasing or letting go from, or maybe even figuring out what it is. That might be that you should be somewhere, but you're not, or you should be someone, but you're not. Or maybe you are struggling, like figuring out like, what is that internal resistance that I need to work through? Because at sometimes, like I still feel like I'm struggling with like, what is this internal just resistance that I'm going through whenever I have just a hardship or getting to that next level, let's say. So this one is big, big, big for me personally within my life. So wherever we maybe deviate from that present moment, whenever we're not accepting the present moment as it is, we're also creating inner turmoil and inner resistance because we're thinking in this, again, I struggle with anxiety. If you struggle with anxiety, you're focusing too much on the future. If you're struggling, you know, in that depressive state, you're focusing a lot on the past. So really focusing and trying to be in the present moment in the now, like, oh my gosh, I just like got chills through my body. So that inner resistance, my friend, like that's a big piece of the cycle that we feel that sometimes we can't break free from. And that internal resistance from the present moment creates the biggest resistance. So whatever it is for you, the complaining, the resentment, the negativity, the struggling with letting go or losing control or surrendering, that expectation that's somewhere inside of you and it pulls you away from that present moment, which creates that resistance. And that in a nutshell, this is something like getting to that root of seeing that big picture, whatever those outer things for you be, maybe the complaining or you have resentment or you know that you have a negative mindset or you struggle with letting go or surrendering, whatever that might be. Those are like the outer things, right? So when we see that big picture of that internal resistance is coming from an internal expectation, that inner turmoil somewhere inside of us pulling us away because we're so focusing on the complaining or the resentment or the negativity or whatever it is, it's pulling us away from that present moment. And that is where the resistance is created. Oh my goodness. Like I feel like we could all listen to that tip again. All of these are just so, so powerful. Number four, connect back to the present moment. When we feel down or we feel we aren't getting somewhere fast enough, we have all this healing to do before we could do this or whatever it is, we allow ourselves to get so disconnected from the here and now. And when we allow that to consume us, not being here or not, you know, no feeling that we have to do this before we do this, before we get there, whatever that might be, allowing us to consume us in our thoughts and our being, we're going to miss out on the opportunity to live in the present moment and take the opportunity to actually feel the happiness and the joy and the peace now. Like, we literally talk ourselves out of it. So, mama, like, it's so easy. I know it's so easy to get caught up in our heads and feel that we just aren't getting to that dang carrot quick enough, you know, bringing up that carrot again. I know we threw it away, but I just brought it back. But one of the most powerful quotes I've ever heard is, when you're happy for a particular reason, you are still in misery because that reason can be taken from you tomorrow, which means the happiness is within you. The happiness is you. We have the choice to be happy and have a good life now. Even if, like, this is not about not wanting to reach goals or be ambitious or anything like that. I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about being here and now and enjoying and appreciating and choosing the happiness and the joy, having a good life now, because we ultimately cannot be happy or have a good life then if we can't have a good life now. Kind of flipping, you know, that quote here. Like, you can't be happy once you reach that carrot if you're not happy now, okay? Like, there is no path to happiness. Happiness is the path. Like, thank you again and again to the Buddha, right, for that quote. That is another one that is just, like, ingrained in me. Like, there is no path to happiness. Happiness is the path. Whenever I'm struggling, I recite that quote to me because it's so, so true. It is within inside of you. It is within inside of all of us. We need to learn to stop chasing that carrot. It's blinding us from just the many blessings of the present, right? We spend so much time trying to figure out that next best thing that's going to make us happy, feel at peace, and not nearly enough time focusing on enjoying what we have right now, right? Living the life that we have right now and enjoying it. And again, you know, having that appreciation for it within the journey. And I know, like, the stressors, the hard seasons, the feelings of never having a second to ourselves. Goodness, like, I just brought my fingers to my head. Like, I know for me, that's one of the biggest ones, is like never having a second to myself, just trying to, you know, keep up with the house, the bills, the chores, my husband's, you know, book work, my business, while being home with the kids all the time. I never just have a second to be, let alone trying to figure out the time to do all those above things I just said. You know, my focus is always on them. Like, I want to be present and, like, spending all my days, every second with them. But I also struggle with the overstimulation because I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I have to pay these bills today. Or, like, when am I going to do this? When am I going to do that? Because, like, I have, you know, them, and it's just that, like, that balancing factor, let's say, because, you know, when you do get that minute, like, where should I be putting my energy? Because I can make that phone call. I could pay that bill. I could fold the laundry. I could do the activity. I could prep this, do that. Just take a minute to sit and just be, right? Like, I get it. We are always pulled in so many directions, but learning how to build that inner resilience to choose happiness and to choose presence and peace above it all, through it all, and it'll help you let go of all your shoulds, right? Those expectations, and accept life as it is now and enjoy life as it is now in this moment. Like, I feel like this was just such a powerful episode. Like, I have goosebumps. So thank you so much for just making space for me today, for tuning in. I hope today's chat just left you feeling empowered. You might have to re-listen to it maybe another time, maybe two more times, you know, just because I know that there was, like, some deep, just, like, thought work, you know, like, you might have to re-listen to a couple things I said a couple times, because I really don't want to get this twisted with, like, you know, not being ambitious or not setting goals because you're not going to be rewarded. That's not what it's about. This is truly, truly about, you have everything inside of you now, and you can choose, you know, the happiness, the joy, and we don't have to constantly be chasing something that we feel that we aren't going to get it unless we have that success or have reached that goal, reach that promotion, you know, whatever that might be for you, you have it within inside of you now. Okay. I would love to hear from you and have you tell me exactly what you're struggling through right now. I know that sometimes we just want to be told possibly a how-to. So we go to Google and type in that search bar and we end up getting more stressed down a rabbit hole, maybe feeling guilty or resentful for the time that you spent doing that. And you feel that you didn't accomplish anything. So I want you to shoot me an email, tell me what you're struggling with, and I would love to create an episode for you, cater to you. It will be completely anonymous, but just to create some form of content to be able to help you work through that struggle. check the link in the show notes or email me at hello@naturallyempoweredliving.com. Let me know what you need help with. This podcast is catered to you, helping you wake up from autopilot, break free from those anchors holding you down, reconnect to yourself, reconnect to the present moment. And truly, I would love to share exactly what you need on the show. And I'm sure so many other mamas need to hear it too. Or if you don't want an episode on it and you want to speak with me directly, schedule a free 15-minute clarity call. We can discuss your biggest struggles, pain points, pleasure points, your desired life in motherhood, and how I can help and support you in reclaiming your life. Go to www.naturallyempoweredliving.com/clarity-call or head to the link in the show notes and we could see if one-on-one coaching, group coaching, a self-paced course, or whichever, you know, just having someone to talk to and have a heart-to-heart with, however, whatever avenue can best benefit you, we can take to work together. Until next week, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to reach your breakthrough, mama. Sending my love and light.
Thank you for finding this episode very well worth for farming. Please, we mama review.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I pray this episode has grown and helped you in some way. If it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a review sharing how it's impacted you. It truly lights me up hearing you're on your way to your breakthrough. And then, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her we are never alone. And remember, there isn't ever a one-size-fits-all to overcoming our personal hardships, but there are a lot of parallels with how we show up to our lives and common habits we can make our own to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, and balance. Be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our mom community, and resources and courses for you to overcome your survival mode cycle once and for all with doable habits. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.